Hello, hello, my friends. It's Kelly Wynn. I'm coming to you with this in-between series. I've been chatting with you every week now since Unfold ended officially in August, and we're picking up a whole new season starting in January with the newly rebranded name Made Remarkable Podcast, which I announced last week. For those of you who have been listening all along, I just want to express deep gratitude. And for those of you who are new here, there's so much to catch up on. You've got a whole year's worth of podcast episodes, including our business series that I discussed through the summer, some great interviews. And then since September, I've been doing this in-between series where I even came to you and recorded while I was on my trip to Nepal, that amazing 3-week journey that I went on that I'm still processing to this very day. And I will probably be processing for years to come. Oh, it's so revealing how much we see of ourselves when we travel, when we face differences, when we, you know, set out on these big journeys. But there's so much of ourselves that we miss being able to face on a day-to-day basis. I noticed this week I am just falling back into same old patterns. Lazy mornings on the couch, too much time in front of the computer or my phone, not enough deep bonding with my family members, not consciously eating, consciously moving, consciously nesting, wintering, homemaking, whatever it is that you want to call it. There's a lot of things that I realize I'm still in this weird kind of in-between phase as I'm trying to figure out the next move for my business, for myself, for my family, and just what I want generally in life. I guess you could say I'll always be unfolding. And so I come to you today to say that, I'm really excited for whatever 2023 brings. I'm really, really heart-filled excited about teaching you what it means to be a conscious entrepreneur with my Made Remarkable program that will help you see more of who you are and how you can bring that to the world, share your gifts and your talents, and make a profitable business. Because what the world needs now are more kind, conscious, smart people bringing their creativity to this world, making income that they've never made before so that they can make a bigger impact. I really believe that with all my heart. I believe that's my calling as well. In fact, as I worked on a project over the last couple of weeks with a huge audience of creators and makers and hobbyists and those who are even new in the art world, I worked on a project called Deck of Dreams. And it was really fun because, yes, we were making art. We were making these beautiful cards. But every day I had a journaling assignment that called upon the audience, the customers, the clients, the artists, whatever we want to call our community, to journal about themselves, their dreams, their family, their future. And it was a really powerful project. Honestly, I was kind of surprised by it. And it's something that I'd like to bring back again on a more personal conscious level in January, where I can guide you through these steps, not with the art making is optional. But what I'm really looking for is that spiritual explorer, conscious entrepreneur, go-getter, really ready for big things person that has been listening to this podcast and they're wondering, how do I put the pieces together? And I think that this project, going through the journaling and looking at your life and looking at your goals and looking at who you've always been, will really help you. And so in January, you can expect when the Made Remarkable podcast launches for the second season of my podcasting career, but the first season of Made Remarkable, that I'm going to be making this offer to you to spend some time together in community and really dive deep into what makes us remarkable, why we're here in the first place, and how all the things that make you who you are exactly what's needed in this world right now. Not somebody you have to become, not some magic formula, but who you are, as you are, and as you're meant to be. So I think we're going to go through this process of the dream journaling so that we can reveal those layers. But what I wanted to point out is, you know, I'm going through the process too for myself, and I'm connecting the dots. It's a really amazing process that I call creative core mapping. And I've been working on this honestly for the last several years, and I can see the connection between everything. And the last question that I ask in this dream project is, what are your big audacious dreams? Bad for an acronym. Kind of fun. And I have a point to telling you this, because I wrote down, and as you may have heard if you've been listening to the podcast over the last year, is that I have a goal to generate $1 million in revenue in my 49th, going into 50th year of being alive. So in 1 year's time, I'd like to, in 2023, generate $1 million. And the beautiful community that was working with me asked me why. Because for a lot of people, money is a triggering issue. A lot of people wonder, why would you even need that much money? What would you even do with it? And someone asked that, what would you even do with $1 million that you don't already have now? And I will admit, my life is beautiful, and I am grateful every day for what I already have. And I don't necessarily need more of what I already have, but what I want to be able to accomplish, that only money can accomplish, is to make a bigger impact. And I realize this, even Mother Teresa said that to change the world, you need a checkbook. And I know that my programs and my services have made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And in order to continue to bring free or reduced or even things like the podcast, I need money to do that. But there is a bigger picture than just, you know, how I run my business. It's honestly things like making sure that my family is always secure. I have aging parents who are not financially stable. I have aging parents that are not physically stable. I have a son who has lifelong health chronic issues, who's fine right now at this moment, but this summer he was in the hospital for 10 days. And many of you who live in the United States know that even with really premium health insurance, it still costs an arm and a leg. And I know that that's a burden I didn't want to put on him. And so it was something I was able to afford to pay for, even though he's turning 24 this week. And I don't feel like your health should determine whether or not you go broke. And the more money that I make, the more stability my family has. And the more stability my family has, the less that they take from society, the less that they are a burden on society. And there's more joy to be had, and then more impact that I can make. More control is not the right word, because we are never really truly in control. But I have greater influence on how things turn out, which gives me more confidence and stability to continue to move forward with big dreams that I know will make a difference. Can you imagine if Oprah had just said, no, I don't need to make any money, but yet here she is. Yes, she's got billions. We all know that, but she also impacts billions. I would say at least hundreds of millions of people, whether it's through charity, whether it's through her programs, its offerings, how she shows up in this world. Well, whether you love her or not, the point is that she created that for herself, and then she was able to create that for thousands of other people to inspire them to make a difference, to fulfill their dreams, to figure out who they are, and to go for their aspirations. And this is a trickle-down effect, for maybe it's a flood effect, that when one person does well, more people can do well. And that's how I see the world right now. The better I can do, the more I can help you do well. As really my dream is to make sure that especially women and marginalized and those who feel like they come from nothing and have no hope, to see that there is hope, that there is possibility, that you do have more control than just being a cog in the wheel of life and at the whim of some CEO or board of directors that's going to determine whether or not you have a job next year. And that riding out even uncertain times, whether it's a 2008 crash or it's a global shutdown from COVID, or where we are now looking at recession globally again, how do we take control of our lives, make the money that we want in an ethical, conscientious way, not in a Jeff Bezos, let's just take over the world and not pay our taxes kind of way, but in a way where we're making a difference for the people that are closest to us that we love, our parents, our children, our friends, our siblings, and the people who support us. The fact that I have people who work with me, that I get to help influence the difference in their life and their economic status. The fact that I've been able to coach others to create more wealth and income for themselves. Here's the thing about money. If you didn't know it, it's not finite. It's infinite. And because I'm making money doesn't mean someone else is making less money. I'm not taking away from anyone. And the way that I build my business, if anything, I'm helping more people generate income. And that's a beautiful thing. There's no reason for poverty in this world. There's no reason for us to go without or to lack. There's enough still in this world, even with 8 billion people, there's still an abundance. Is the nature of the universe, not lack, but abundance. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I believe that my message next year, you're going to see it ring true over and over again, that Made Remarkable is meant to help you take accountability for your life, take ownership of who you are and the gifts you've been given and the dreams that you have, and go forth in this world and do something with that. And to live your life in a way that resonates to every person that you meet, that light shines through you. This is my dream. And that when I reach my goals, that means you're reaching your goals too. And I've been thinking about this for years, but this year it really solidified that this was the calling. This is what I needed to show up to do. I love making art. I love teaching art. And I am so grateful that that is something that I get to give the world. But I know that since a very young age, I've felt this push, this big, compelling push to move towards taking a stand and lighting people up and motivating people to action. I've felt it in my core, in my bones since the beginning. But sure, it just took half a century to get to the point where I was willing to say it. But that's what I'm here for. That's what 2023 is for. That's what Made Remarkable is all about. Artist made remarkable. Dancer made remarkable. Writer made remarkable. Mother made remarkable. Teacher made remarkable. Yoga instructor made remarkable. Whatever it is that your calling is, however it is that you're showing up, baking, writing, making, painting, sculpting, weaving, singing, writing, inspiring, talking, teaching, guiding, whatever it is, that's what I'm here to help you see inside yourself and take the next step. Anyhow, so here you go. I'm spilling it all out, exactly what my intentions are. I didn't expect that that's where I was going to go today, but yes, I'm all about showing up 100% as myself and letting you know all the good things and the bad things and the fears and the hiding out and the wanting to crawl into a cave and say, no, this is too hard. And then the other side of me that says, I can't not do it. And I'm going to show up as all of me for you so that you can show up as all of you, so that you can live a life by design and not by default, so that you have somebody in your corner saying, yes, not only can you do it, but you should do it. And so if you feel that in your heart moving you to take that next step, to put all the pieces together, everything that you've been working on up until this point in your life, and see how they all have led to a moment where you can make a difference, where you can do the thing that you've always dreamed of doing. That's what I'm here for. All right, so at the same time, I'm telling you my big passion, my big plans for next year, my commitment to you. I am also letting you know I have a commitment to me, which is to continue my spiritual journey, to continue my entrepreneurial journey, and to soak in the last month of this year, really getting clarity, making plans, solidifying how I'm going to show up for you and the programs that I've been creating, the offer that I'm going to be starting the new year with, I'm going to take a break. I'm taking a break from recording the podcast for the month of December. I know it's family time anyway. It's time for you to be spending time thinking about what you want and not taking the input of somebody else all the time. So, you know, January, the week of January 2nd, I'm going to be back with Made Remarkable, and it's going to be unbelievable. We're going to have all kinds of interviews of other people and see how they've done it, see what it takes to put yourself out into this world. But in order to do that, I need a little break. And in another week or so, I'll probably be taking a break and deleting Instagram off my phone for the rest of the year so that I have time to go deeper into who I am and everything that I've experienced and learned this year and how I've unfolded and the relationships that I have and what I want to do next so that I can, you know, come back with 100% me and not some mimicking copycat version that we see all over the internet. Because all it takes is to be yourself. So that's my goal. And I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everything, for being there for me, for encouraging me and cheering me on and listening to me week after week, telling your friends about it. And I just wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the years and years of community supporting each other and bringing us to this point where we are now, at this time, in this universe, right here on this planet. So that is it. My heart is full. I am happy. Everything is well in my life. I am looking forward to taking a little break at the end of this year and going deeper into my heart so that I can come back fully revived and ready in 2023. All right, my dear friends, I just want to say I love you and I will talk to you soon. Bye.